Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Go there and find out more about what I mean when I talk about the age of the customer. A lot of stuff there that you can read about that, or you even buy the book to see if it's something you'd be interested in. But I promise you, and I want to remind you, that the age of the customer is emerging. It is growing. It's coming. It's here, whether you and I talk about it or not. Walter Kieschel is our guest. Walter is our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member, author of Lords of Strategy, History of the New Corporate World. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us, and talk to us about the connection. I think this is one of the things you want to talk about, the connection between innovation and strategy. Am I right?
Innovation, strategy, and people, actually. Because one of the things that you think about, or you find if you look at the history of strategy, as I've written about it, is that for like its first, modern corporate strategy, I argue, is kind of originally invented in the 60s and 70s, and it was sort of invented by a bunch of engineers who were working at consulting firms and in companies and at law or at business schools. But the one thing that they kind of left out was the human dimension. They really didn't think about how to incorporate people into it. Well, one of the big challenges nowadays in strategy is how do you keep innovating continuously? How do you build innovation in as part of your company strategy? Just kind of predictable, we're going to change, we're going to develop new products, we're going to listen to our customers better and see what they want. And the way that you get to that, of course, is through your people. There's no single concept, and there's no program. You can use big data, but that gets you there. You have to have people who are listening to customers. You have to have people who are in touch with the market and then thinking ideas about, well, what could be different? How could you change stuff? As in your chapter in your book about IP and innovation being linked together through people. So the main takeaway is that just you can't have a strategy where you plan to achieve one competitive advantage and just sit on that for the rest of your business's lifetime. You've got to build the capacity for innovation into your strategy, and that means you have to build in and hire for and foster and incentivize the
and train and engage
exactly
people who can do that. But I wonder about the. Let me pose this question: with all of the downsizing that's been going on in the last 25 to 30 years, with all of the consolidating that's been going on, with all of the outsourcing that's been going on, it's been good for small business. With all of the layoffs, the firing, and the still lack of hiring back in corporate America since 2008, that's got to have affected the overall strategic activity in the market, especially in the corporate world. So what is maybe I should ask this question, what's the future of strategy in the current environment?
Well, one of the tools or one of the things that's gone along with strategy since its modern invention has been a real emphasis on knowing what your costs are and cutting those costs, reducing them. I kind of call it greater Taylorism after Frederick Taylor, and he was looking how individual workers could be more productive, but companies are constantly monitoring themselves for that. And so we have gotten leaner, indeed.
But is it enough? And I think you're right. I mean, I don't think there's any question corporate America's strategy is right now. But that also makes me think of the people. It makes me think of the goose with the golden egg. They laid the golden egg, And they, you know, they wind up killing the golden goose so they could get all the eggs out, and they didn't just nurture the goose and let her lay the eggs, you know, one at a time. I mean, I feel like there's some, let me say it this way. I feel like there's some strategic cannibalism going on in corporate America today. Would I be wrong about that?
No, you wouldn't be wrong. I mean, that's certainly true at certain companies. They've cut too much. They've cut out people and younger people or older people who still have lots of ideas and who know their customers, the company's customers and products really well. And that has not served them well in terms of their long-term innovative abilities. But there are, at the same time, companies that have learned to be more lean, be more economical. They have their people thinking not only about innovation, but also how do we innovatively, you know, produce our products for less and deliver a better service to our customers for less. So, I mean, if you, the budget pressures can be in the hands of good managers can be shaped into in a way that can encourage, I think, innovation. But that, I mean, there are lots of places where that hasn't happened and where, yeah, as you point out, companies have cut and they've lost the ability because they've lost the people to innovate and think up new products and services.
Right. No, I completely agree with that. Now, there's another element to this, and I want to get into this in the next segment, Walter. I'm going to pose the question this way. What has been the impact on strategy of Wall Street? What am I? I'm doing my best to be the thumb in the eye of Wall Street. Because I believe Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street. I believe, you know, where Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy, it's now become merely a leading indicator of itself. And I believe that Wall Street may have become the enemy of strategy. When we come back, I'm going to ask Walter Kieschel that question, and I promise you, he'll have a very good answer. Tintail, I'm Jim Blastingame. Stay with Walter Kieschel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.